Guys are kind of strange creatures.
Don't you say it.
They seem to be super simple and almost primitive when they're
She
watching
did.
sports on TV, playing video games, or mindlessly eating from a bowl of chips. But
Oh my God.
then, other times, they get super complicated when they start playing mind games or stop being clear about their
Oh my
intentions.
Totally.
That is so confusing for us ladies.
Bleh,
What do you guys want?
bleh,
What do you
bleh.
want from me? From us? Well, here are the 10 things that guys love, but ladies simply did not expect.
Well, again, here we have the battle of the sexes on roundtable, where understanding is the goal, but so often we never find that understanding. But we're gonna try
Yeah,
today
we're
by
gonna
telling
try.
you 10 things you didn't know about your man. Okay? So number one we got listed here is men would love women to start the topic sometimes. So according to James Michael Sama from the Huffington Post, he said that men may take actually a lot of pressure when they're having a conversation with you and having to actually always be the one to initiate the topic of conversation. So just imagine, you know, when you are having a conversation many times, even if you like the guy likes you, probably he's gonna be the one that walks up and be like, "Hey, Denise, how's your day? Oh, did you go to that concert on Friday? Oh, that's great." You know, he's the one maybe having to drive the conversation, which makes it very stressful for him. He's having to dictate maybe where you guys go, and he doesn't want to offend you. He wants to talk about what you're interested in. There's a lot of mind, a lot of his mind going into what does she want to talk about? What's going to keep her interested? Because I think guys, especially, you know, when they're first getting to know you, they want to impress you. They want to talk about what you like. They want you to enjoy the conversation. But ladies, go ahead. Let us guys
See,
have it.
yeah, we have the same
Come on.
problem. When we're
Come on.
initiating the talks, the conversation, you're calling us too powerful. Women should not be like that. And you should be nice and sweet and wait for us to start the conversation. So what's with that?
I don't buy any of that. First of all, when you know, like we've had this conversation on the show many times, you ladies expect guys to be the ones to ask you out. Of course, that's not always 100% of the case, but it's more than 50%. I think we can safely agree that men have to be the ones that are the person that lets you know they're interested in you, right? Women just wait around for whatever, and then you're picky about how we start a conversation. Whatever. Get over yourself, okay? Men would find women's smile very attractive. That's true. You know, guys, they say they're attracted to different parts of the ladies. I'm not going to tell you which, okay? I'm sure most of you know. But I don't think there's anything that is more important than a smile.
Yeah.
And in fact, there is a psychologist. Sorry, I'll let you speak here real quick. But there's a psychologist, Robert Provine, that noted during his 1,200 case studies, he found that while both genders laugh, females tend to laugh about 126% more than their male counterparts. And he said this is because maybe in a conversation, women tend to do most of the laughing, while males tend to try to do most of the instigating of humor. Again, proving the point that men are trying to impress you in their conversation. Imagine, we're like peacocks, okay? So, like male peacocks, how they reproduce, right? Is they do this kind of dance and show their feathers in a beautiful way. In many times, I think you can say when a guy tries to come up and talk to a girl, he's really trying to find linguistically the best way to talk to you to get you interested. In him, in conversation, and let him know who you are, showing you in a very linguistically awesome way who he is.
Oh, I'd like to return the favor by telling you, at least from a personal level, women appreciate men when they're concentrating on their work. The serious look on their face, they're being very professional. I think that is very, very attractive. And I have a
Fair
little
enough.
teeny tiny question that is,
Oh.
yeah, you talk about women smiling, and do you guys think pity smile, falls down to that category?
I think many times, actually, I do think even when a guy isn't funny, you know, it's
We should
kind of
smile.
goofy. But girls tend to maybe take pity on him, and they're like, "Aw, he's trying," and that
Oh,
makes him
yeah.
smile. And even though it's not a genuine like laugh, it's a laugh of like, Aw, he really likes me. And sometimes that means more than just a smile out of laughter.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a really sweet way of looking at it. And at first, I did not take up that direction. Because when I looked at 126%,
you are ready to do some fighting.
Do women laugh when they're interacting with the opposite sex? Mm. I think
that's a strong percentage.
I was baffled by that figure because no man is that funny. So the only analysis that I can bring to the table when looking at this is that there is, to some extent, sort of pretending or faking it.
For sure.
And I think it all depends on whether you like the other party or not. And if you really like this guy, I think girls naturally do this because we want the man to feel good.
For sure.
And sometimes it's because of social etiquette, because that's how you sort of operate with the opposite sex sitting right in front of you. And sometimes it is to fill the gap, become a filler. But I appreciate, I think, from the girl's point of view as well, when you're just trying to make the guy feel good. Like Ryan said, you can see him trying, and then you appreciate the effort, so to speak.
So ladies, realize he's trying to find the topics you're interested in because he wants to impress you. And then on top of that, you have this crazy percentage showing that guys, have you ever gotten in front of a crowd and were about to say a joke? You know that if nobody laughs, that's the scariest thing in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So these guys are trying to, and it's so sweet of you to laugh. It is sweet, but realize these guys are trying so hard to think of something, and in a way you could say it's very brave because they're putting themselves out there. And if you don't laugh, oof, that's going to be rough on him. It's going to kill his confidence. But let's move on a little bit more here. I want to say men love the nurturing side of women. Sometimes you might see the tough guy and you're like, no way does he love the nurturing side of women. But that's not true. Every boy has a mama, you know, and he loves his mom. Guys, there's definitely a side of guys they don't necessarily show so easily to people, but maybe someone they're in a close relationship is in, and that is their nurturing side. In fact, it says here, an article said that it strengthens the relationship and also encourages the men to work harder to take care of the relationship. So ladies, it's not about how much you give, it's about what you give. Okay, so it's not just whatever you decide you give. I give him so much. Maybe you're just not giving maybe necessarily the right thing. Mm-hmm. And you can argue about this all day and try to justify it. But if your relationship's going down the toilet, maybe you should be giving something else. Guys, I'm not always saying that you deserve it. But I'm saying, ladies, it's something to take a look at here. Okay, and also, let's just throw this one in the blender while we talk about it and mix them up. Men love to cuddle. You're like, oh my God, Ryan, now you're totally lying. He never wants to cuddle.
So cuddle means hugging or...
Yeah, maybe you guys are in bed. It's nothing necessarily super sexual, but it's you snuggling up to each other and just holding each other and embracing this kind of thing. It's very affectionate. Anyways, apparently research published in Springer's Archives of Sexual Behavior indicates that cuddling, as relaxing and as peaceful as it is, may have some incredible effects on our relationships without us even realizing it. And in fact, the study said that it examined 514 participants, 338 of which were women, to compare links between sexual activity and satisfaction in relationships as well as cutting. Robin Edelstein, relationship expert and author of the study, said that the findings suggest that people feel more loving and affectionate towards their partner when they cuddle. So basically this is, if you guys aren't cuddling so much, this could mean, according to this study, that you guys are falling out of love, maybe not as close. Cuddling is the indiscreet way of saying you guys are very much into each other.
Yeah, I'd like to say the feeling's mutual. We do also like men to show a little bit of his nurturing side to us, and we girls like to cuddle as well.
Yeah, and usually I think the stereotypical way of looking at this is that women tend to want to cuddle, but men might not always want to do that. But so it's kind of useful to know for both genders that this is something that we like to do regardless of...
Yeah, but if it's not happening by one or the other, then that means that maybe...
Alarm, red flag.
They don't feel as close to you anymore. So that's maybe a sign where you need to reanalyze your relationship, find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. Because cuddling is something you both have to want to do with each other. It's not just, he doesn't cuddle with me, that's his problem. It's because maybe there's something wrong in your relationship that he doesn't want to cuddle with you. But men do want to cuddle. That's the point of this study. It's saying that if they don't want to cuddle, maybe the problem's much bigger than just him being a man.
Okay, and also maybe it's too hot. When it's this hot outside.
Yeah, and that could be the problem too. Yeah. I didn't hear about that in the study, but I definitely agree. Yeah.
When the temperature hits like 35 degrees.
I'm cuddling with an ice cube, you know what I mean?
Or maybe just hold hands.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Or maybe do a little cuddle and then going to sleep separately. Yeah.
Guys, yeah. Let's move on here. Men do like to listen and talk about feelings.
Ooh.
Okay.
I can't believe
that. According to an article.
Interesting.
Men really do try. It's, I guess, maybe not how we're wired, but most men do want to talk about the conversations that you have to say about, like, your day, your lunch, you know, your feelings and stuff. But there's this just, like, cutoff point. And I guess what this research that we have here had stated is guys can give you about, as I understand, like, 6 minutes of complete focus in these kind of conversations about, and this is on average, about lunch, about your feelings and stuff. That, but after that, it takes an incredible amount of work for some reason. Okay? Yet, the double side to this coin is he can focus forever on talking about sports and games with his friends.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe realizing that even though you think this is the way it should be, and finding out sometimes it's pretty hard for him to maybe do this, and that's the facts. We should try to find the facts and then go from there instead of just judging and saying, oh, that's not fair, because the world's not always fair. So better understanding each other leads to maybe a better relationship. Ladies, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we need to compromise to some certain extent.
For sure. Compromise is a good word.
So 6 minutes, maybe you should try harder, make it at least 10, and
yeah.
We can try harder. Don't interrupt you when you're playing your precious video games.
Yeah.
Don't. Spend too much time on that, I would have hoped. And also with that 6 minutes, I think that is a golden number one needs to remember, because you want to vent and also get your man talking too, because it shouldn't be just a one-way street. And there's also a very interesting mention on this list, according to this article from lifehack.org, that says men love their partners to mention them on social media. That is quite surprising from the female point of view. So, Ryan, do you think that is true to some extent?
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody likes to feel needed. They want to feel important in somebody's life. And what's more realistic than showing everybody that you know, that is maybe you're the girlfriend, that I am with this guy and I want you all to know that. And that's the sincerest way of saying, I don't care about what anybody thinks. I'm claiming you. You're mine. And in a way, that's why we have this word called Facebook official. And so, you know, Facebook, the popular social media in the U.S., if somebody gets in a relationship with each other on Facebook, we call it Facebook official. And we even joke, we say, oh, you're in a relationship? Well, unless it's Facebook official, that relationship ain't nothing. Of course, it's a joke, but it is that saying until you're showing the world, because social media is so much of a part of our world now, that you're in a relationship, then maybe it's not as important to
for that,
each of them.
I kind of have questions for that, because I think it's an individual preference. For some couples, they're very private. They don't want to share their life stories with others. So they have a very close relationship, but they don't talk about it on social media, don't showing it off. I think it's okay if you have the understanding with your significant other.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think it could be as simple and as small and as meaningful as having your profile picture of you two doing something together.
See, I see that as a huge gesture, and I think if guys prefer their partners to do this, then I think it has to be reciprocated.
For sure.
Because otherwise, it feels like, you know, I'm putting myself out there to nothing. So,
well, eventually somebody's got to do it first, you know, and we can talk about generalities of what these studies say, but at the end of the day, everything will come down to you, what you want, and when you want it. But remember, let these things kind of advise you in navigating your relationship, but don't let it decide your relationship, because this is just a mix of a bunch of people saying how they felt, and somebody felt in this common area, and some people fell in this common area. But there's one thing that says men love their female counterparts to contact them during girls' night out. No way. Do not contact me. Because that night you're going out, I'm at home doing whatever guys do that they did when they were single, like playing video games or just hanging out and watching action movies, maybe with a friend. And the last thing I want to do is while you're having fun with your girls, talk to each other necessarily for no reason. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. And also maybe. We have men love their partners to listen to them. Men love it when they're needed. And men love their female partners to appreciate them. And again, the feeling's mutual. We women love that from a man as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like there are some things that men and women both appreciate. So there is more common ground than we might have expected.
Yes.
Yes, men and women, neither are monsters. We just need to talk to each other to
understand. We can coexist.
We can.
Yes, cuddle and all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.